Roberta Gregory boasts a lot of firsts. She first learned to read from comic books penned by her dad, Disney writer Bob Gregory. She was the first woman to self-publish a standard format comic, the first woman to write a lesbian romance comic, and the first to write about that single boomer woman in your office, the foul-mouthed, self-centered, walking wreck of a character that readers hated to love, Midge McCracken. Midge is the star of the comic Naughty Bits, which was also adapted for the stage, but she's best known to her legion of fans as Bitchy Bitch. And Strange Champs asked Roberta Gregory where the Midge character came from.
Well, she started out as kind of a joke. It was this purposefully ugly, miserable, depressed character that was in a one-shot story I thought I'd never see again. And then I put her on The Date from Hell, and then I kind of realized, you know, this woman probably has a history. I mean, I usually write things with, like, a lot of depth. I'm not really a gag cartoonist, so I started wondering, okay, now why does she get so depressed when she gets drunk? And then I did another story where she's thinking she goes to church for the first time in eons, and she's wondering if they could tell she had an abortion. Went, oh, okay, she had an abortion. So all of a sudden her life became fleshed out, but she's just kind of a single woman with a job she hates, and she's in a world she's not really happy with, but she's not really self-empowered enough to actually do something to change her situation. Her inner dialogue is kind of the worst that all of us have to offer. A lot of the stories are kind of brutally honest, and that's kind of what I like. When I started Bitchy, I just really wanted to do a kind of exaggerated, humorous comic from like a female point of view, dealing with a lot of the issues that women deal with. I mean, you know, she'll have cramps. I mean, she's, you know, trying to find the right man, but she's so consumed by her hatred for men that, you know, she keeps getting in her way.
And she kind of snarls and complains her way through all of this.
Oh, she does. Half the panel will be filled with her musings about why she's expecting the worst, and then she ends up getting it, and she's not, like I say, enlightened enough to realize what she's doing to herself. But every so often I toss her a break. Like, she goes on vacation and actually has a good time when she, you know, decides she's not going to meet the right man, you know, so one panel.
Well, I think
she has
a good time actually in the very last frame, maybe.
Pretty
most
much,
most of the time
yeah.
She's having an appalling time.
Yeah, she's kind of an every person in so many ways. A lot of people seem to identify with her, or maybe people don't want to admit they identify with her. But what I've always done is I write the kind of work that I want to read that nobody else is doing. Like, I really wanted something that, you know, is funny and kind of deals with real life, and it's, you know, humorous and kind of user-friendly, and it's not somebody on a soapbox.
I hesitate to ask, but is Bitchy any sort of alter ego? I mean, does she get to say the stuff that you think but wouldn't let yourself say?
Well, she gets annoyed at some of the same stuff I get annoyed with. Traffic, politics, people that are clueless. Let's see, I tried to stay away from politics, actually, just because I'm so appalled. And plus, it's, you know, nothing dates a book faster than complaining about what's going on currently.
Readers have been able to watch her go through a lot of the classic defining moments of the boomer generation. I mean, she's gone through the wild college parties, the miserable office jobs, the horrible dates, the abortion.
Uh-huh.
You know, by now, I guess she has some reason to be angry.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I have kind of put her through a lot, I guess. If she had a happy life, it wouldn't be much of a story.
What's she going to have to say about menopause?
Oh, she's happy. Issue 40, that's the very last issue of the Naughty Bits comic book. In the very last panel, she's excited and she's like, oh, no more periods, no more this, no more cramps, you know. And she does this little happy dance and twirls off into the sunset. And, you know, so the series officially ends with her on a very, very happy note. Yeah, if you see issue 40, she's doing her little happy dance.
What are some of her best moments so far, do you think?
Oh, well, there's the time where she stood up for her lesbian coworker. The coworker, Marcy, was trying to pass around a petition to get this woman, I guess, out of the office. And Bitchy sticks up for her. And then she thinks she finds the right guy. And then she realizes that this guy that she thought was her perfect guy really likes to look at pornographic pictures of small children, and that kind of creeps her out. She just decides she can't live with something like that. But she definitely does step forward and do the right thing.
And what about some of the most horrible parts? What have been the worst parts of her life in your strip so far?
Having to get an abortion back when they are illegal, that's probably the low point. Maybe dealing with her mother. I mean, that's probably another low point.
Some of the guys, Toad Man?
Oh, man, Toad Man. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, he's the guy that she was on the date from hell with, ends up working in her office briefly, so she has to kind of deal with him.
What's he doing here? Did I tell him where I worked? Did I tell him where I lived? Has he been stalking me? Maybe trace my license plate. No, my car got stolen that night. Maybe that wasn't really him. Maybe I'm just going crazy. Sure hope so.
Hey, is it really true you used to go out with that fella in the sales department?
No!
Okay, okay. Excuse me for asking.
Word gets around fast in these parts.
Sylvia, she sure got upset with me just for asking.
Oh, she must still be going through the grieving process, Marcy. Just think how very painful it must be for her to see him here.
Oh, he works here. I'm gonna have to see his ugly face every day. Sales department, that figures. Slimy little con artist. Maybe he'll be lousy and they'll fire him.
Well, what a surprise to see you here.
Small world.
I guess you hadn't heard I was let go from MoTeC. Due to the recession, some positions were eliminated. I tried to call you, but your phone number had been changed. I was worried something might have happened to you.
And then there's the creep she meets when she's on vacation, who sort of attaches himself to her. Kenny.
Yeah, she wins a pre-trip to this exotic location and decides she wants to sell the ticket, and this creepy photographer buys it, and he kind of hounds her for the rest of the trip, and she gets drunk, and it turns out she had sex with him without knowing it. Yeah, well, that's one of the funniest scenes I can remember is when she suddenly realizes that it was Kenny, because she takes a shower, and then she finds out, and then she takes a shower again, which... You know, I don't know if everybody picks up on or not. That's one of the fun things you can do with graphics is she takes a shower and then she's, ah, and then she suddenly realizes who this was and she's in the shower again. So I think that was one of my funniest
scenes.
Gonna
wash that man right out of my hair.
That's what anybody would do. It's like, okay, time for another shower 5 minutes after the first one. But yeah, that's the kind of fun stuff you can do with comics. You kind of throw these little bits in and then you kind of hope people pay enough attention to pick up on them. That's one of the good things and bad things about comics is you put all these visuals and some people pick up on it and some people don't and some people just don't really get the story because the reader really does have to work a lot when they're reading comics. You know, rather than something continuous like a play or a movie or even a book, I mean, the comics are broken up into these different scenes, these different panels, and... You know, the reader, a lot of times, depending on the panel break, the reader really has to put some effort into sort of determining what happened between panel two and panel three.
Mm-hmm.
When you write the comics, you kind of put enough information to give the readers clues through the storyline, but you don't want it to be so obvious.
One of the things readers really love about Bitchy Bitch in particular and why she has such a devoted following among women is that she really tells the truth about women's lives in a way that... For all that, you know, we're way past the women's movement and independent comics are really flourishing, still seems rare, don't you think?
I think so. I mean, I'm going to sound awful, but I don't really like most comics. I mean, that's why I do mine. I mean, it's like a lot of it might be the humor, I think.
What's in the future for Bitchy Bitch?
Actually, I'm trying to work on a graphic novel, going to have her deal with breast cancer. And this is going to be a story where she kind of comes out on top.
How is Bitchy Bitch going to respond to getting breast cancer?
Well, she'll deal with it. She's really got like a colorful imagination about her health issues and about her body turning against her. So she's probably going to respond the way all of us respond, I think, or at least the way I respond.
The Naughty Bits series ended at issue 40, but the character Midge is hard to ignore. Roberta Gregory will continue to pen stories about Bitchy while working on a novel and other projects. And Strange Chimps spoke with her.